Welcome to the Agrana podcast, Starches for Your Life. We invite you to dive into the fascinating world of starch for everyday use. Learn more about the versatility of starch and its various applications.
Welcome to the Agrana podcast, Starches for Your Life. Today's topic is all over the food industry, and I'm genuinely excited to dive into it with today's guest. We are talking about something that's more than just a trend, clean label. What does clean label really mean from a functional ingredient perspective? How do clean label starches perform in real applications? And what should you know when sourcing or reformulating? We will explore current market trends, challenges, and opportunities, and most importantly, how clean label starches can support your product goals without compromising performance. But first, I'm thrilled to introduce my guest, someone with deep insights from the field and close connections to our customers. Joining us for this interview is Pierre Caron, Key Account Manager for West Europe at Agrana Starch. Hi, Pierre. I'm so excited to have you here as my guest today. And before we start with today's topic, just give a little introduction of yourself, please.
Hi, Vera. My name is Pierre Caron, and I am from France. It's a pleasure to connect with you today. To briefly introduce myself, I've been active in the starch-based food industry since 2002. I spent the first 15 years of my career in manufacturing, and for the past several years, I've been working as a sales executive overseeing both the French and broader European markets.
Thank you for the introduction. It seems like you really love food or the food industry. So then let's start with the basics of clean label. So why has it become such a driving force in food innovation today?
If you ask for a formal definition of clean label, you likely won't find one. That's because clean label isn't a regulated term. It's a customer-driven concept that has evolved over time. The term first emerged in the 1980s during a period of growing concern in Europe over artificial additives and enamels. Back then, the focus was primarily on health, especially removing bad ingredients for food. What is also interesting is that the understanding of the term changes from the first focus of being only on health and the removal enhancing additives to consumers also associating in the term with transparency and being environmentally responsible nowadays. In the past, the focus was often on better for us. Today, it must be better for you. Transparency is no longer optional. It's essential. And clean label is the language consumers are using to demand it.
Okay, so yeah, what you're saying is that transparency is really essential and that consumers are really demanding clean label.
Yes, indeed.
And if we go to the starch-based ingredients, how do the starch-based ingredients contribute to clean label product development? And can you explain the role in formulations?
As consumers increasingly scrutinize ingredients list, the demand for clean label solutions is at an all-time high, so starch-based ingredients are no exception. Their role in formulation is to provide smooth, creamy, and consistent textures in sauces, soups, and dairy products, as well as improving freeze-thaw stability in frozen foods, preventing syneresis, serve as a gluten-free thickening agent in formulation, and support the development of clean label, reduced fat, and reduced sugar products.
And Agrana also introduced a new clean label starch portfolio, the Agrana Pure clean label starches. They were designed to combine more natural sourcing, meaning a neutral taste and purity of the final product with high performance. How does it compare to what's already on the market?
Agrana Pure clean label starches are characterized by first, a neutral flavor profile, then exceptional thickening and texturizing capabilities, And on top, broad application, flexibility in sauces, dressings, vegetable feedings, and yogurts. In addition, Igena Pure starches stand out by their real white color, so there is no discoloration in the final product. With Igena Pure, food manufacturers can create products that respond to market trends without compromising on quality and functionality.
You mentioned the application. Let's talk more about applications of clean label starches. What kind of products benefit the most from clean label starches? And what insights do you have from your markets?
Thanks to its special thickening properties, the neutral flavor profile, clean label starches are ideal for use in sauces and dressings because consistent textures without artificial additives, bakery applications out of maintaining stability through high-heat processing, and even dairy and plant-based alternatives are perfect for yogurts and creamy textures. Benefits of using clean label starches are the following. Consumers appeals first because it's aligning with the demand for natural and minimizing processed ingredients. Improving textures and stability, it helps thicken, stabilize and enhance mouthfeel in foods. Then clean ingredient list, indeed it's often labeled as starch or by the source, e.g. cornstarch, making them more acceptable to health-conscious consumers.
And if we move now to the customer. So from a customer perspective, what are the most common challenges manufacturers face today when switching from other starch ingredients to a clean label alternative?
Meeting today's expectations for a clean label isn't as simple as swapping one ingredient for another one. The path for cleaner ingredient list, especially by already existing product, isn't always easy. Number one, consumer and market demands. There is a calling for shorter, simpler ingredient list, and consumers are more and more scrutinizing every label. This puts pressure on manufacturers to eliminate additives while still maintaining product performance. Number two, functional characteristics. One of the biggest challenges is replacing modified starches with clean label alternatives without compromising on functionality. Stability, texture, shelf life, and process tolerance must remain consistent, even under demanding conditions like heat, chill, or freeze-thaw cycles. Third, cost and scalability. Cost efficiency is critical, especially in today's volatile market. Fourth, packaging and production label. With existing product formulations, there may be an additional hurdle that needs to be considered. For example, we have a stock of packaging material and want to switch to ingredient with more functionalities, but the labeling can't be changed. Fifth, additional requirements. It's not just about clean name anymore. Today's ingredient solutions also need to meet growing demands for non-GMO, European origin, gluten-free, vegan options, or other market-specific claims, further narrowing the list of sustainable options. To help navigate through these complexities, we have a dedicated team consisting of our sales team, product management and R&D team, who supports you with the switch to clean label starches.
Thanks, Pierre, for the insights. That's very interesting. You work closely with customers in France. Can you tell us what's unique about the French market when it comes to clean label products? Is there something there it stands out?
The French market for clean label starch product stands out due to its strong consumer preference for natural, transparent, and minimally processed ingredients. French customers are highly conscious of food quality and origin, driving demand for non-GMO, organic, and sustainably sourced starches. Additionally, the European clean label movement has influenced France significantly, with regulations and industry standards pushing for simpler ingredient lists and recognizable component. France culinary heritage also play a role. Clean label starches are increasingly used in traditional bakery, dairy, and sauce applications, ensuring products maintain their authentic textures and flavors.
And are French consumers more demanding when it comes to food transparency or traceability?
French consumers are highly demanding when it comes to food transparency and traceability, with a strong preference for clearer labeling, ethical sourcing, and sustainability.
And how does that impact starch sourcing and labeling strategies?
Studies show that 70% of French consumers want greater transparency on profit margin and product origins. This demand impacts starch sourcing and labeling strategies in several ways. Increased use of traceability tools. Brands are integrating QR codes in digital tracking to improve detailed sourcing information. Preference for local and organic starches. Consumers favor French-made, non-GMO, and organic starches, pushing suppliers to adapt stricter labeling requirements. Companies must ensure simpler ingredient lists and clear disclosures of processing method.
And from your perspective in a customer-facing role, what kind of product benefits really resonate with customers?
Consumers are drawn to clean label starch product that offers natural, recognizable ingredients while maintaining functionality and performance. The most resonant benefits include transparency and simplicity. Consumers prefer short ingredients list with familiar components, avoiding artificial additives. Sustainability. Many shoppers seek environmentally friendly and responsibly sourced starches, aligning with broader sustainability trends. Health and wellness. Clean label starches provide better digestibility and allergen-free options, catering to health-conscious consumers. Texture and stability. Despite being minimally processed, these starches maintain excellent thickening, stabilizing, and mouthfeel properties, ensuring high-quality food experience.
And looking ahead, what excites you the most about clean label starches? And how do you see it evolving over, let's say, the next 3 to 5 years?
The future of clean label starches is incredibly exciting, with several key trends shaping their evolution over the next 3 to 5 years. Market growth. The global clean label starch market is projected to reach $2.5 billion by 2031, driven by increasing customer demand for natural and minimally processed ingredients. Innovation and functionality. Companies are investing in R&D to develop starches that offer better texture, stability, and mouthfeel, ensuring they perform as well as traditional modified starches. Sustainability and ethic sourcing. Expect a rise in eco-friendly starches, with brands focusing on organic, non-GMO, and locally sourced options to meet consumer expectations. Expansion in applications. Clean label starches will see broader adoption in plant-based, gluten-free, and functional foods, catering to evolved dietary preferences. On top, the clean label starch market in Europe is expected to grow at a CAGR of approximately 5.4 to 5.5% over the next 5 years. This growth is driven by increasingly consumer demand for natural, minimally processed ingredients, as well as stricter regulations, favoring transparent labeling and sustainable sourcing.
Thanks, Pierre, for the insights. And before we finish with the last question for the day, we prepared this or that. So we did that in the previous episodes as well. So I just give you 2 words and you pick the one that resonates more with you. So the first one would be early bird or night owl.
Yeah, in France we are not so that, but maybe I'm Austrian, so early birds.
Okay. And running or hiking?
Running, no hesitation.
And office or trade fair?
Yeah, trade fair, exhausting, but it's very good. Trade fair.
And the meeting or email?
Yeah, I'm a meeting guy, you know.
And clean label or clean label?
I think that's the most difficult, but I will go for clean label this time.
And coffee or tea?
Yeah, first English breakfast tea in the morning and coffee the rest of the day. So I will not choose.
And now to the last question. So where's the next possibility to meet you and the Agrana team for the next time? And also maybe discuss a little bit more about clean label starches?
Definitely at the Food Ingredients Europe in fall in Paris. So for sure I will be here. I'm going to have a booth at the Food Ingredients Europe in fall. Visit us at the stand 40H60. And if you have any further questions, feel free to reach out via email food.starch@agrana.com.
Thank you, Pierre, for your time and the answers on the clean label topic of today. It was great talking to you about the clean label starches and ingredients and gaining deeper insights into the market and the customer needs in this area. Clean label is definitely here to stay. We hope you enjoyed this episode and look forward to your questions or any feedback for future episodes. Stay tuned and follow Agrana Starch on LinkedIn for more insights and news.